Welcome into the Alpha Wealth Hour. It's all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group with the principal and the founder, Tom Fortino, Kevin McAlpin here with you. Hope you are having a great weekend. And of course, Tom and I thank you for spending part of it with us here on the show as we talk all things retirement, putting those pieces of that retirement puzzle together for you. And if you'd like to learn more, you'd like to schedule that initial consultation, give Tom and his team at the Alpha Wealth Group a call today, 630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711. Online anytime at alphawealthgroup.com. But first things first, we say hello to the star of the show, Tom Fortino. Always a pleasure, my friend. How you doing today?
Good morning. Yes, it's always a pleasure, Kevin. I'm doing great and ready to roll.
Well, Tom, let's dive right into it, man, because we know financial gurus like Dave Ramsey, Susie Orman, and others, they've helped many Americans when it comes to getting out of debt and becoming more financially independent. But financial author David McKnight calls their approach to income planning, and I quote, paint by numbers. He says much of the advice is outdated, one size fits all. And so the question I have for you is, when folks come and sit down with you in the office, how is your approach to retirement income planning different than maybe some of the things we've heard in years past?
Well, you know, this is one of the important, I guess, points to pull out of that or phrases that's used. It's not a one size fits all. Mm. And sometimes we have this silo approach. I've talked about it before, especially now when we're in that retirement red zone. But there's a domino effect. What do I mean by that? I mean, you can't talk about income without talking about taxes. You can't talk about investments, of course, without having tax planning and tax diversification and tax efficiency, as well as how does it impact your income if you're going to use your investments in income. And then when we talk about, hey, I have an income plan, I have an investment plan, I'm doing what I can to minimize taxes. First of all, are you doing those things? What are you doing to protect those things? And so it's so important to take a look at the big picture and really kind of define what a retirement plan is. I won't spend a lot of time on it, but I wanted to go into the income planning piece of it. But we talk about, and I'll define those five, and I'll pose the question, do you have these five pieces in place? One, do you have an income plan? What I mean by that is income you cannot outlive. Also, if you're married, you and your spouse can't outlive. Can you confidently answer that question? The second thing is, what are you doing to minimize taxes? What are you doing to get to tax-free? Social Security is taxable. Pensions are taxable. And, of course, your investments in retirement accounts, 100% taxable. Then the third piece is, do you have an investment plan, a smart plan you can stick with? And we're going to get into all of these today. And then the fourth piece is, what about that asset protection piece, protecting from these unforeseen events? What happens if a spouse passes away? Well, Social Security goes away. A pension is reduced. You could be in a higher tax bracket. So can you answer these questions? And then finally, a legacy, an estate and legacy piece. Those are the five pillars. You know, we have that retirement roadmap. It walks through this process. It's available on our website. We can always get it out to you. I'm going to spend some time, Kevin, on the income planning and to kind of walk through this process because it's a process. Have you put a plan in place for these five pieces? And so the retirement roadmap, which is the five simple steps, I call it, the five pillars, five simple steps to a stress-free retirement. You want to download that or you want us to send it out to you, give us a call or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. This, I like to say, is the blueprint, the checklist. Can you check the box on those five pieces? Then again, it's not a one-size-fits-all. You're doing it for your situation. Again, go to alphawealthgroup.com or give us a call at 630-864-6711. I'll also send out the income planning packet as well as that retirement roadmap. Let me just spend a few minutes on that to your point, Kevin, when you were talking about, okay, this one size fits all. And I'm going to make a comment here. It's all about having a process, building. You build a car, you build a bridge. Let's build a plan. And I'm a process guy. I've mentioned before, I'm an engineer I worked for General Motors for a number of years. That's my undergraduate engineering, but that's how I approach it. I sometimes call it financial engineering. So let's talk about just that, maybe the most critical piece, which is the first of those five pillars, which is your income plan. And then I said I'd offer this income planning packet. It includes the worksheets. It includes maximizing income report, the Social Security decision, getting to tax-free, because that's all part of it. And so when you look at, you know, the process, number one, the budget. That worksheet's in this packet. Creating a budget. I've quoted employee benefit research into it. Roughly half the people go into retirement just simply guessing at what they need in retirement. And, you know, you need to have a solid plan and going from there. And so we're going to talk about that. But then you start the, okay, this is what I need. All of a sudden, you're providing clarity. Okay, you may be surprised if you go through these. That if we accomplish one thing this week, you do actually sit down and put pencil to paper. You may uncover things you were unaware of. Remember, these expenses, medical expenses, we've talked about that, how they've gone from 1999 being, I think it was $5,000 per family to $25,000. That's according to KFF. Are you thinking about these things? And then you need to find out what your income is. Okay, I know what my target is and my goal, but what am I income? I've said before, do you go to SSA.gov, get your benefits? You may have $70,000 of benefits between you and your spouse. Hey, pretty important to know. Maybe that gets you halfway there or more. What about pensions? Have you called your pension plan provider and then received those numbers? Again, the worksheets provide for this. And then we have to look at the tax piece. See the process we're going through?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what am I doing to minimize taxes? Because remember, Social Security, up to 85% of that is taxable. Pensions, 100% taxable. And so this is how we start to build this income plan, the process. Step one, define what we need. Step two, identify the sources we have. We may be in a better spot than we think, but can you answer that question? And then step three is, what are we trying to do to minimize the taxes? Do we have a smart investment plan? And then what are we doing to protect those investments? That's not as fun, but what happens, as I said before, if a spouse passes away, do you have a life insurance policy to protect, or disability insurance if a spouse is disabled? Keep in mind, if those things happen while you're working, either one of those, you can't contribute to your 401k, you know, and so your income can go away. These are things that we really need to think of. So that income planning packet is available. It includes the worksheets, the ideas on creating income, the Social Security decision, even the tax-free ideas. We'll get it out to you, and you can start the process of creating a plan, not the one-size-fits-all. So give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, if you want that income planning packet. In fact, I'll take it one step further. We talk about building the retirement plan you've imagined. Well, you know, I would suggest the stakes are too high, especially when you get in this retirement red zone, when you no longer have the employment income. Well, your goals will change dramatically. And so the sooner you can get answers, the sooner you can wake up knowing you have as much control over your retirement income as possible. So if you're retiring in the next 5 years, it's critical you take action now. That's my opinion. And it's easy to think, hey, I can just wait until I'm closer to retirement. But with each passing day, I believe you're losing opportunities you may never get back. There's always opportunities. And if the worst happens, market goes down, we have other things that may happen, you begin drawing down your investments, your income may not recover. We just sometimes don't have the runway. So if you want to take action now and you want to schedule a time, there's no cost or obligation. We'll sit down and we'll walk through the five pillars. We'll do a complete retirement plan analysis. We'll test your plan. We'll do an investment analysis. We'll look at the Social Security and the whole income planning, how to get to tax-free, bring in your tax returns, throw everything in a box, as I say all the time. Give us a call, 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711 for your complete customized retirement plan.
Obviously, retirement's not something that is a one-size-fits-all approach. It's not a paint-by-numbers. Everybody's situation is different. That's why Tom Fortino and his team at Alpha Wealth Group are standing by. They'd love to get that initial consultation scheduled with you today. 630-864-6711 or online, you can visit alphawealthgroup.com. We'll give you a few minutes to make that call and continue with much more of this week's edition of the Alpha Wealth Hour, all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group, right after this. Welcome back into the Alpha Wealth Hour. It's all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group. Alongside Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group, my name's Kevin McAlpin. Appreciate you spending part of your weekend with us as we talk all things finance, get you set for retirement. Obviously, so much that goes into that. We talked about the five pillars with the income plan, opportunity to minimize your taxes, making sure you've got that investment plan, and don't forget the estate and legacy piece of this as well. Give Tom and his team a call today. They'd love to sit down with you, have that initial consultation at 630-864-6711. 1711, 630-864-6711, or online anytime at alphawealthgroup.com. All right, Tom, we've heard the R word quite a bit in the news cycle the last 5-6 months, and I'm referring to recession. So the question comes, are we headed towards a recession? As we know, the market has dealt with a lot of the on-again, off-again fallout from the Trump tariffs. Well, here is how BlackRock chairman and CEO Larry Fink recently answered that question.
You know, most CEOs I talk to would say we are probably in a recession right now.
Right now.
A couple of airline CEOs told me, one CEO specifically said, you know, the airline industry is a proverbial bird in a coal mine, canary in the coal mine. And I was told that the canary is sick already. We're seeing in very different sectors a real downturn.
So, Tom, the question I have for you, when it comes to your clients, I'm sure you've heard this pop up from time to time. So what is your take? Where do you really feel like things are at this point?
Well, I would just say this regarding the recession. First of all, we're not in a recession technically. I mean, if we look at the data, and we could go back and forth on all that, because you're going to get differing opinions. Obviously, you heard what Larry Fink said. But what I would say, my response to that, and I think most people would say the same thing if you ask them, yeah, it's not a fun thing, but I can't control it, right? I mean, you can't control it. So the takeaway from this is control what you can. You know, they suggest, we always suggest having, and we talked about the income planning, and I would say this. We offered that income planning pack. We offered the opportunity to come in, but we talked about having a solid income plan. Imagine if you had paychecks coming in every month, covering all your expenses, and I've said it before, feeling wealthy in retirement is simply having more income than expenses. I'll submit that. But if you had that happening every month, and that's what one of our goals when we work with individuals, among other things, would you be as concerned about a recession or if you thought the market was going down? Look, there's going to be recessions, you know, over our lifetimes. We're going to have them again, right? That's going to happen. And then after that, of course, there's recoveries, and we go through these business cycles, they're called, or cycles in the economy. But we want to say, what is your plan and what have you done? Look, we always suggest, where we know when we talked about having backup plans, right? Mm-hmm. What happens if the power goes out? What happens if you have a flat tire? You know, you have a first aid kit, or remember when you, you may not remember, but you're too young, Kevin, but they gave you money when you went out, when you were a kid, your parents would give you some money and say, hey, have enough money. Certainly have some change for a phone call. Again, most people, that means nothing to them.
Right.
But yes, there were phone booths years ago. Anyway, it's the same thing with your overall plan. And so having a backup plan, having a plan that says, look, recessions are going to happen. The market's going to, downturns are going to happen. I've said it before that research has shown that once a year, it's not uncommon for a 10% or more correction in the market. Going to happen. And so the point is, what are we doing to protect it? And I would ask you, anyone out there, look, do you have these things in place? And what does your plan say? The problem, again, too, is the emotions that come from that. And especially if we're nearing or in retirement, that's when we're the most vulnerable, mm-hmm. you know? And so we need to say, what am I doing? Number one, let's just go through a couple of them. One, as I said before, getting back to that, having an income plan. Do we have a solid income plan? Because when I talk about income, they come in regardless of the market. The income plans we set up and the income plans that you should have, regardless of what's happening in the market, regardless of what you have in savings and investments, and regardless of your age. So recession or not recessions, that's going to cover it. That's so that you see why we talk about that being so critical. The second thing I would add to that is, when was the last time you updated and rebalanced your portfolio? Because when we talk about the investment piece, then again, emotions come in. I'm not trying to be critical of that, but sometimes we become our worst enemy. I've quoted Daniel Kahneman, the father of financial behavior, said we'd all be better off making less decisions. Because, you know, 90% of our decisions, again, according to him, are emotional when it comes to our investments. When was the last time you understood what you own? That's why we offer the portfolio analysis. That's why when I say doing the budget worksheets, and when was the last time you went through your numbers, looked at what you've had, getting organized. So think about it. If I could say, yep, I think I have a solid income plan. I feel good about this. I think I have a smart investment plan that is appropriate for my risk tolerance, my investment objective, and my time horizon. Can you say that? And so this is what we want to take a look at. It's so important to do those things, and having the plan, having it's again, so simple, But, and then we get back, we're going to keep coming back. I guess it always kind of comes back to this. Do you have a complete plan? Do you have those five pieces in place? Do you have what we like to say, what happens if the lights go out? What happens if you get a flat tire? What happens with these things? And have you looked at it? And so this is why we offer the opportunities. First of all, as I said, you can go to the website and download that retirement roadmap. As I said, it's got the five steps. It walks you through them. And then there's other supporting reports that drill down into each one of those five pieces. It's got the worksheets to get organized. Financial organization, I would argue, is because if I ask the questions, okay, what's your net worth? How are your assets titled? Who are your beneficiaries? What's the value of, as I said, your estate? What do you have in tax deferred versus tax free? What's your life insurance coverage? How many of you could answer those questions? And if we're not organized, as I said, financial, in fact, it's kind of a preamble to that report, I would call it. Hey, get organized. And I'm telling you, if you do that first, and there's an asset organizer worksheet we can send to you, you will uncover things. I've mentioned before, I had someone come in, they uncovered a retirement plan, which, by the way, Capitalize has said, they've done a study, there's over 30 million 401ks left at old employers from job changers that total about $1.6 trillion. If that doesn't tell you, you know, Larry Fink referred to a canary in the coal mine, you know, about we're not as organized as we should be, this is what leads, to, unfortunately, sometimes to bad decisions because we just don't know. And so then we react to certain things. So as I said, it's all about creating a plan. You can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. There's so many things. And again, the biggest thing is procrastination. Take action. Pick up the phone. Give us a call at 630-864-6711. We'll get the information out to you. If you want us to customize something specific to what you want, we'll get that. I'd say, hey, Tom, you know, I was thinking about doing some Roth conversions. Whatever it may be, or I want to get some information, I'm maxing out my 401k. Guess what? We have a report in our library on that. And so on estate planning, bulletproofing your beneficiaries, the six essential documents, those things are available. And again, I want to provide the tools and the information so you can take action and make informed decisions. And so again, you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. You can schedule a time to meet. You can sign up for our newsletters. Come to one of our classes. You know, if you're thinking about retiring in the next 5 years, or if you're retired, you know this feeling. The market's doing well, right? You get excited, and you're like a kid on a – you heard this analogy, which I think is pretty accurate. You're like a kid on this first 10-speed bike, and then the market drops suddenly. Your excitement deflates. Your retirement plan falls out from under you like it was make-believe. You feel like you're speeding down a steep hill, unsure of your brakes. Mm-hmm. And so common sense tells you markets are cyclical. And we talked about they'll bounce back, but you can see retirement up ahead and you feel if you retire at the bottom, you need to know how it'll affect your retirement plans. Will the market crash delay your retirement? Will your income be affected? Or will you need to push your date back? Will you be able to keep up with the costs? And all of these things we have to deal with. So, you know, if these are things that are concern you, give us a call. Schedule a time. I said, we'll go through all of these things. We'll provide clarity. We'll provide answers. We'll test your plan based on your goals. You may be in a much better position than you think. Wouldn't you like to know that? And we'll look at all these things. As I said, put everything together. Come on in and come on and we'll do a complete customized retirement plan. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. You can schedule a time there. That's alphawealthgroup.com. We'd love to see you go through this. I can tell you, I'm confident it will be time well spent.
Also, don't forget about those Alpha Wealth reports. You can download those at the website as well. All complimentary with no obligation. And of course, the phone number one more time if you'd like to reach Tom and his team to schedule that no obligation consultation. 630-864-6711 is the number. 630-864-6711. Again, online at alphawealthgroup.com. All right, coming up next, can annuities help retire the 4% rule? And later, why tax planning for retirement isn't exactly a DIY project. That plus more as we continue with the Alpha Wealth Hour, all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group, right after this. Welcome back into the Alpha Wealth Hour. Glad to have you with us each and every weekend as we talk all things retirement, getting you set for your financial future. With the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group, Tom Fortino, I'm Kevin McAlpin. Give him a call today. Remember, planning for your retirement, not something you want to put off until next week, next month, or even next year. Give him a call today, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or online. Don't forget, you can download those Alpha Wealth reports at alphawealthgroup.com. Well, Tom, I know we've talked on this show about the old 4% rule when it comes to retirement withdrawals. Hard to believe that's already 30 years old. Listen to this, though. New research by the American Council of Life Insurers gave the 4% rule a stress test and found out it failed for folks in their older ages, resulting in the lowest income over time. So we talk income planning a lot on this show, Tom. What can your clients be doing now to help shield against some of that market volatility and longevity risk as they go about their retirement?
Well, Kevin, this comes back to that whole risk that you have when it comes back to, look, we're living longer than ever, and it keep coming back to having a solid plan to how you generate monthly income. And so this is something we want to take a look at. Is that part of your plan? And so what is the guaranteed income? The 4% rule, just briefly, is, hey, if I have $1 million, 4%, well, I can take $40,000 off that. We'll keep the number simple. $40,000 a year off that. Now, it's got to be indexed for inflation. For the next year, you got to take $40,000 plus 3%. The next year, you got to take that $40,000 plus 3% plus 3%. So it does factor that in, but here's the problem. Potential, let me just say that, is the money going to last? So if you were to call Fidelity or you were to call some, wherever your investments are, and say, hey, I have $1 million. What is my guaranteed lifetime income? What do you think they're going to tell you? Well, I think the answer is you don't have one. We don't know. Now, right. Will it last your lifetime? Maybe. The problem is maybe not. Look, you look at, and I don't know what the 10 years are going to be in the next 10 years, the next 20 years. If you just, it just, one of those years that you're going to retire. And so the sequence of a risk return risk is, hey, how would you have felt like, for example, this year when the market corrected 20% on some indexes and you're pulling out money? Now you're pulling money out from a trough. How are you feeling about that? And then it's this, it compounds. If I go from 2000 to 2010, if you looked at the S&P in January 1st of 2000 and you looked at the value of the S&P on January 1st of 2010, it would have been lower. And so that's a 10-year period. Imagine drawing money out over that 10-year period. What's going to happen? And so when we talk about creating income that's guaranteed, well, let me give you a couple examples. Social Security, that is a lifetime income. We talked about that in the previous segment. We offered that income planning packet, which talks about creating this income plan. It includes these ideas of Social Security, pensions. All of that's in there to understand to maximize those. Pensions, again, another lifetime income, guaranteed. And the third piece, which you're talking about, is these annuities. That, again, can replicate a pension. Because what does that do? It gives you a guaranteed income stream. And it also gives you, if you're married, you can get a joint guaranteed lifetime income stream, which does not go down. Now, I'm not pro or con annuities. In fact, in that income planning packet, which, by the way, if you want it, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. We will get that out to you. As I said, it has the worksheets, the income strategies. I'll even include the tax-free strategies so we can get income and get most of it tax-free. But we talk about, again, creating an income plan and how these annuities work. I'm an investment advisor rep. We do portfolio management. We do much more of that than I do on any of the, and I'm insurance licensed too. So I understand how these things work. But you think about it, you know, we insure our home, we insure our cars, we insure all these things. Why don't we maybe add a level of insuring our retirement plan? Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of how these work. It's transference of risk. What does it transfer risk on? Market risk. Whether the market's up or down, the paycheck comes in. Longevity risk. When I'm 65, 75, or 95, the paychecks keep coming in. If I pass away, my spouse continues to get that same paycheck. These are not bad things. So we get a lot of opinions on annuities, and it's a little disheartening because I'll tell the truth about them. This is how they work. Mm-hmm. Now, they're for some people, they're not. But everything I've said is accurate. They do provide a guaranteed income stream. If you can create an income plan, think of it this way. Okay, I've got my Social Security. If I've got a pension, I'm starting to stack incomes on top of each other. And then I can stack on the annuity as part of my plan. Well, now I've got guaranteed lifetime income. I've given the example before. I had someone come in a few weeks back. They brought in their, they purchased some annuities some time ago, and they weren't sure how they worked. And so, again, I want to demystify some of this stuff. It's a product. You are buying an investment product from a company that's going to back that up and give you the income for the rest of your life, similar to a pension. It's a transference of risk. Okay, that's it. The other thing is this: there's an investment piece to this. The money can continue. But again, let me get back to this. This individual was going to have roughly $40,000 of income from the annuity. Mm-hmm. He was asking me about it. I went through, explained how, and oh, by the way, if you wait another year, it's going to go up to $42,000. If you wait another year, it's going to go up to $45,000. They also have this where, as you, like Social Security, if you as you defer them, the income guarantee continues to go up. And I said, just keep it. In this example, I looked at it. I said, you know, that was my advice. And so he also, between he and his spouse, had like $70,000 of Social Security. So you think about it, just from this first meeting, we established, I said, look, if you retire in a couple of years, you're going to have over $100,000. We can say that pretty definitively because we know what your Social Security, we know what your the annuity is going to provide you. You'll have over $100,000 of income without working and without touching investments. Is that a good thing? I think so.
Yeah.
So, you know, this was, again, providing this clarity. So how can these fit into your plan? The first thing I would say is you should understand how they work. That's why we have that report on annuities. Or if you want to look at these and see how they can work in your planning and say, now I have another income piece and I don't have to touch my investments. But, oh, yeah, I've got the paychecks coming in every week. And if I want, I've also got these investments that are designed for some growth. And I can use them during my lifetime to do the things I want to do. I want to take that month trip. I see it all the time. Viking cruises.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go see. I can do it. I can take off a month. And because guess what? The paychecks are still hitting in my bank account mm-hmm. while I'm doing my traveling in Europe. To the extent you don't go through it, number one, the annuities, they provide income. And to the extent you don't go through the investment, guess what? That goes to your children and grandchildren. So it has another feature above and beyond the pension feature. And then the investments I have also can go, and I can leave those as a legacy. And is that going to reduce your stress level? I hope so. So this is why we talk about, I just want you to understand how these work. Again, a lot of opinions out there, and it's a little frustrating because some people, sometimes the information isn't accurate. I can tell you that. So if you have an annuity too, I would say this. We can take a look at it, and I'll tell you, give you an honest assessment. Should you keep it? A lot of things have happened because rates, as we know, are much higher. Some of these annuities are older. They may be 10 years. This is when rates were close to zero. And so you can actually, like kind of like refinancing, you can refinance your annuities. We'll take a look at them for you. Or if you don't have them, if you want to take a look at them, give us a call. This is all part of this, you know, overall retirement planning, creating an income plan, looking at options for you, testing it different ways, and then you can make the decision that works best for you. And then we include those other things. Going to tax-free, you know, having a good investment plan, the portfolio analysis, making sure the assets are protected and they go, and to the extent you don't go through them, they go to your children and grandchildren in the most efficient manner. Now we're cooking with gas. That's a retirement plan. So if you want to take advantage of that, again, you can give us a call directly at 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. You can sign up for a meeting right online, get on my calendar, or you want to have a question or you want us to send you information, again, just get in touch with us. We'll help you in any way we can.
630-864-6711 online. You can download those complimentary Alpha Wealth reports as well at alphawealthgroup.com. All right, coming up next, why aren't more folks seeking the advice of advisors like Tom when it comes to planning for their retirement? And later, why you might not want to tackle tax planning on your own. We'll get to that and more as we continue with the Alpha Wealth Hour, all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group right after this. Glad to have you with us on the Alpha Wealth Hour. As always, it's powered by the Alpha Wealth Group. With the principal and founder, Tom Fortino, I'm Kevin McAlpin. We thank you so much for making us part of your weekend. And if you'd like more details about planning for your future, getting ready to walk away from that 9-to-5, or as Tom mentioned earlier, maybe you're newly retired and you're looking to put that plan in place for your future, give Tom and his team a call. The Alpha Wealth Group, it's 630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711. Or online, it's alphawealthgroup.com. All right, Tom, got a question for you. Are you a TV series guy? Or are you like me where, like, it's just on in the background and you're just fumbling through your phone all the time? That's sort of where I usually end up with my wife.
Well, I try not to have the phone while I'm watching, so I guess it depends on what the series is. But, yeah, if I'm doing something, I try to keep my phone, you know, away from me.
Yeah. Easier said than done sometimes, especially when my wife turns on Bravo. I'm like, nah, I'm out. I can't follow any of these shows. But we have found ourselves at time popping on the Food Network, and a lot of folks listening today probably familiar with the name Alton Brown. He's the host of shows like Good Eats and Iron Chef America. Well, he's also out with a new book entitled Food for Thought, in which he writes, well, he really hates the word chef, as he recently explained to CBS Mornings.
Chef is a word that we have simply used in food media to explain why anyone has a white jacket. And certainly in food media, we need it. And so half of these people aren't chefs. Half of these people don't know the sharp end of a knife. We're going to call them chef because then it makes the audience think, oh, well, then they've cast the finest culinarians in the land.
There you go. So a lot of the times that word just gets tossed around. But I bring it to what we talk about on this show each and every week about planning for your finances, getting ready for your retirement. Tom, not everyone we know that offers financial advice is a qualified advisor like yourself. So how can our listeners really find out if someone they're talking to is in fact qualified to help them plan for their retirement?
Boy, this is a great question, and we need to answer this because I think, look, the term financial advisor or whatever you use, it's not an official title or name of a degree or whatever terms we hear. Sometimes these are generic names, just like someone says, well, chef, I guess in this example. But the point is, what does that mean? And what are you looking for? And I would just pose some questions because our belief, as you know, we've talked about throughout the show and we talk about all the time, is being complete. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm an investment advisor rep, I'm insurance licensed, but we do estate planning. We have an attorney that does that. I look at your tax returns. When was the last time your advisor looked at your tax returns? Now, this is not disparaging of anyone. Some, they just don't do that. Some will just sell products and they still call themselves a financial advisor. And then, you know, there's certain places, and again, not, this is not critical, just they don't. You talk to many of these companies, they're not only don't give tax advice, they're told not to give tax advice because it's just not something they're going to do. And so when we do Roth conversions, we talk about it. I set up a strategy to do them through systematically over a period of years. If someone asks me, should I do that? Can we do non-deductible IRAs to get into Roths and all those? We look at that. I mean, I would pose the questions. I said, first of all, whoever you're working with, do they have a plan? Do you have an overall plan that you can define that covers those pieces we talked about? All right. Are they keeping you on track? Do they provide tax strategies? And have they even looked at your tax return? This is one that baffles me because I have people bringing their tax returns. And again, it's a lot of this is this demystifying because I show them, look at, do you see where your taxable income is? Yes, I see that. Okay. Do you see how your Social Security is being taxed on line 6A and 6B? Yeah, I see that. Do you see this isn't that complicated? Oh, by the way, do you know what your marginal tax bracket is? If you're under 206,000 as a couple, you're in a 22. Are you aware of that? And that can impact some of your decisions. And so we do a lot of tax planning as well as of course, I'm investment advisor. We do active portfolio management. What about estate planning? Have they looked at your beneficiaries? Have you done a beneficiary audit? This is stuff you can't change post-death. Will you have an estate tax exposure? In the state of Illinois, you know, if you don't have great documents in place, if you have a real property, any land, or your estate is over $100,000, you'll be exposed to probate court. Do you want your family going through that? And so you see how I'm not just talking about growing a pile of money and just look, I think we do a good job at investment, portfolio management. We do active portfolio management. And it's something we're proud that we do, and we're serious about it. But I'm also trying to be tax efficient, owning the right assets and the right investment pieces. Powers of attorney, what happens if a spouse is incapacitated and assets are frozen? Now you're in a living probate. You see, so that's why when I said, we talked about this already, Kevin, getting organized, understanding where everything's at, and then you come in and we help you get organized. We go through these things. Those are the potential blind spots in your planning that you may be totally unaware of right now, and then things that you don't have the option to change. And because, like I said, you can't change beneficiaries post-death. If someone's in a capacity, you don't have a power of attorney, well, you got to go to court, pose the question on your investments. When was the last time you updated and rebalanced your portfolio? And if the next market correction hits, how's that going to impact your retirement plan? These are critical things. And so, you know, can you answer those things? How do you feel about that? And so I sometimes call this stress. Some people have called you're entering the cycle of retirement worry. Should you retire? Can you retire? Or even if you're in retirement. And so we go through these things. What should I expect will happen to my investments if the market does correct? We talked about that. Prices could keep going up. How do I keep growing my accounts without letting income move up and down with the market? Should I push back the retirement for those that aren't retired until the economy recovers? Or you say, I'm not even looking at my accounts because it gives me anxiety. So this is this cycle of worry or stress. It's normal for people in retirement to get closer to retirement, but it doesn't have to be that way. And that's why we talk about building the retirement you've always imagined. And that's the opportunity we talk about when you say, come on in, we'll do a customized complete retirement strategy. So I pose the question, which person do you want to be? The person who holds their breath while they wonder whether to sell or hold, who pictures having to sell your home and perhaps getting side work to be able to retire comfortably? Or do you want to be the person that looks back and thinks, I've never felt panicked, even when the market dropped. I was, you know, relaxed. I was thinking about traveling the night after I retired, and I barely even looked at my accounts. That's kind of the goal, I guess, to sum it up. So if you want to take advantage of really putting a plan together and creating and removing, like I said, stress for your retirement, give us a call. We'll go through this whole process. It will be thorough. You will walk out of here with a plan. You will walk out of here knowing where things stand. And I like to say sometimes you may be in a much better position than you think. And if for those that aren't retired, maybe you can retire earlier. So give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. You can schedule a time right online on my calendar. You can send me questions. We can customize information. You can sign up for our newsletter. Anything that we can do to help you, we want to be here for you. But as I said, maybe the biggest thing that you can accomplish is really taking a look at everything, getting organized, getting a plan in place. And boy, that can really reduce your stress level. And so hopefully you take advantage of that. We want to be here for you.
Tom, you've been doing this a long time. Mm-hmm. Quickly, if you can, just how frustrating is it when you see someone who comes to you for a second opinion, they've got this plan, but you can really tell that, you know, whoever they sat down with, it is sort of that generic plan. It's not customized to exactly what they're looking for.
That is a good question, Kevin, because, you know, we talk about the cookie cutter investments. Mm-hmm. It's a pie chart. They're saying, I don't know, they just told me go this way and that's where I'm at, or I see that they have nothing in tax-free accounts. It's a little frustrating to me. And again, it's not critical of these. They could be working with good people. Mm-hmm. They just don't do these things. And so it does. It frustrates me. It's not happening to me, but when I see it happening to other people, and I know the things that they can do and put in place, it's something when it's time that we can take action and we can make a difference. And then I see that happening over a period of years. All of a sudden, these things are starting to come together as the plan evolves. That's pretty rewarding. So. Yeah. There's no shame in getting a second opinion, have someone take a look at what you have going on. I'll always give you an honest and objective evaluation.
If you'd like that second opinion, don't delay. Give Tom Fortino and his team at the Alpha Wealth Group a call today. It's 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or online anytime at alphawealthgroup.com. Tom, got about 30 seconds left in the show this week, and like we do each and every program, the floor is all yours for the final word.
Well, Kevin, it always comes back to taking action. It's all about taking action. If you do nothing, well, nothing's going to happen. So we offer all these opportunities, and there's no cost to them. So I like to say there's no excuse. You can go to our website. You can download information. You can sign up for our classes. You can send me questions. You can even schedule a time to meet with us. All of those things, again, there's no cost or obligation. And, you know, if you come away with one or two ideas, which I'm pretty confident you will, that's a good thing, and it can make an impact and have an impact on the retirement plan for you and for your family.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.